goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
Now I'm recording.
Now I'm recording. That's going to be a fun break. Well, it gives them a little bit of time to calm down after dancing to the theme song.
Yeah, exactly. They're just so excited.
If you record and then 12 minutes later, I hit record.
I start recording. We do we both get up for 7 minutes. We both just simultaneously drink our many beverages.
It's really...
For 10 and a half minutes, and then we start talking.
It is like, we do prepare for this like we're getting on an international flight. We're like, okay, hold on.
Do I have snacks?
I gotta pee. Do I have I need at least 2 different types of waters. I need a flat.
And a sparkling.
Right, in case I get nauseous.
I need some celery. Might as well get a tub of hummus.
Yep, I did. I am like really sweating. Today's the first day. It's like 85 right now. And so today's the first day. And I was doing radio downtown earlier. And I got up and went for a run to like pre-sweat. Boy.
Didn't have to run.
Nope.
You could have just walked outside.
I tried to do a jog first to like pre-sweat because I'm not used to the heat and the humidity. And by the time I got down, I had like sweat running down my back and on my jeans, and I was like, this feels really good. I'm so glad I had 2 desserts last night.
Wait, you went for a run in your jeans?
No, before I went for the run in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how
I was about to be like, no, no.
What? That's
you're not doing that. You're not old enough.
So I stretch them out.
To work out exclusively in jeans.
So for my morning power walk in my jeans, stretch them out for the day, get them nice and loosey-goosey. Oh, my God. But, yeah, no. So my jeans smell like pussy, and I'm like, ah, summertime.
This is a fucking shit show.
Oh, your near thing stalled. And we're reconnecting. And I'm picking up another call. Here we go.
Jesus Christ. We're at what? We're like 2 minutes in. We've taken 3
breaks.
90-second breaks. Somehow we've taken more breaks than the time we've been recording.
Yeah. But that was good. I feel like I'll be interested to see callers call in and let us know how that transition was for you. Cause I'm not editing this.
We're so tired. I love that. We're just like going to alienate the very few people who actually do like this podcast.
I know.
by just getting worse and worse at it.
I know. Well,
you think we can't get worse at this podcast? Fuck you. Watch us.
Yeah, we can. Watch us. Listen to it. Well, listen, I'm putting goodwill in because this weekend in Pennsylvania, Justin Harlicher, who, and I can say his name. He's not ashamed to listen to the show.
He's the only person.
Yep. He came out to the show and like we hung out. And so I was like, I was very nice one-on-one in person. I was like, please be my sober buddy. I'll buy you free water. So we're doing it. We're fun. We're better like in person, which is not ideal for a couple of people doing a podcast.
Yeah. So you know how you're definitely probably never going to meet us? Well, just trust us that we are more entertaining and thinner and prettier and cooler.
Yeah.
And all the good things a person can be. We're more of those.
Right.
If you met us in real life, it just doesn't translate. Yeah. on audio.
You can't hear. I'm still wearing this bathing suit.
Oh,
what?
It looks great. The bathing suit looks great. So we made friends at a market. I won't say which market. Cause again, everyone should be ashamed of listening to this podcast. You don't want to be outed. So we made a couple of friends at one of the markets. And now the lady is also an elementary school teacher. So there's a whole elementary school full of teachers that are listening to Pussy Fart Gang.
That's hilarious.
She told me, and I was like, well, that's the prime demographic we've been going for, is people who could get fired for being caught listening to the show.
That's what they need. That's why it's the same with like all the it's like all the clean comics are out like raping people. Every clean comic is a rapist. You heard it here first.
I swear. That's science.
But that's like teachers are the people. Those are teachers are the people that need this because they're like, oh God, we have to. We can't even say like
they can
but.
Barely. They can exactly. They can't say any of the words in the title of our podcast.
No, they can't.
Legally at school.
Right.
Gang? Ugh, no.
No.
Pussy? No. And all the kids are just saying fart constantly.
Right.
And probably pussy. It's 2019.
Yeah.
They're saying cunt. Kids aren't even saying pussy anymore. They're just going straight to cunt.
That's nice though, that we have a bunch of teachers listening. That's great.
Isn't that fun?
How long? Wait a minute. So... That's real. God, teachers, if you would email us, I want to hear what the teachers have to say.
Yeah, we would love some critiques from the teachers.
Yeah, some feedback.
Because it's summer. They have nothing to grade for months. So just grade this podcast every week.
Yeah. Grade
just
us.
Just not our grammar. Don't.
No. Or it's not a technical
or ability to speak the English language.
Yeah, it's not our technical school, right? It's not like an elementary school for like STEM, because in that case, we're getting a big fat F.
It's an elementary school specifically to teach kids how to do podcasting.
Okay, great. That's a great. Now that's a fucking school. That's
oh yeah, because we're millionaires.
Well, but it is the future. And first of all, no one has any goddamn money. I just did this radio show that I did. Sean, I shouldn't say his name. Well, he might listen. I don't know if he's going to listen to the show. But
just don't say his last name.
Yeah.
Say his last name.
He's great. He's like an actor. He was like on a soap opera. I recognized him. My stepmom would probably freak out. But I just did the morning show with Bill Schultz.
Morning?
Yep. Called Morning.
Oh, okay. I thought you just got real fun.
No, it's called...
And just dropping G's left and right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm dropping G's like I'm dropping eggs. it's called Morning, but Bill, it was great. He gave us a good plug. And so, yeah, he's like, I was listening to it. He listened to it, I think, to be nice. And he's like, oh, it's a really funny show. I'm like, yeah, I know. They're like...
Yeah, thank you.
You and 10 other people fucking agree.
We'll drop the G. We'll be the Pussy Fart Gang.
Yeah, the Pussy Fart Gang.
Then can we be on their network, whatever radio station, whatever it is? How do people listen to anything anymore, really?
I know.
Yeah. Vinyl, is it on wax?
Yeah, it's on.
They record the radio show straight to wax?
They put it straight to wax. And there's actually an audience there, which is the biggest treat. Because you have fans who show up and they have, like, bleachers. And so there are people that come and they watch the recording. And then they're, like, taking pictures. And I'm like, you understand this is morning time for all of us. They just snap pictures from like a weird side angle when you're hunched over a chair. And I'm like, if you post that, I'll physically come to your house and murder you. Please don't.
I have lots of free time. I will do it.
Yeah. I got nothing.
We got to work on the board game so you can get away with it. We got to figure out the murder board game.
Yeah.
We have to have what's his name back.
I know. David Piccolomini.
Does that help if I call him what's his name? Do you think he'd be more inclined to come do a second episode?
Yeah. What's that fucking asshole that, you know...
That fucking loser nerd that likes board games. Let's have that idiot back.
Remember that fucking asshole? He's like...
Send him this clip to ask him if he wants to do it again.
Someone tweet this. Someone that knows how to edit. Edit this.
Or tweet.
Yeah, or just
someone that
tweet
knows how to do either of those things.
Yeah. You remember, he's fucking... Looks like this short motherfucker, like 5'5", probably got a little dick. That guy.
Oh, definitely.
We should have him back on.
Yeah, he's just fucking his board games.
Yeah, we got the board game. Man, I have got a real nice pool of sweat that I'm sitting in. Woo!
Oh, give me a minute. It's really nice here today, but it's coming. It's coming, and I'm terrified.
Yeah, I'm wearing my full bathing suit because it's summertime, so I'm like trying to get in the mood, and so I'm just like walking. Okay. And... If you've got, I know we haven't talked in a week, so if you, I want to hear what's going on, but I do have a bone to pick with you when we start talking about bathing suits, because I bought mine where you bought yours.
What?
Well, because you send me these pictures and you're like the large and my tits still don't fit. And I also went to Target to go get bathing suits. What brand were those one pieces? Do you remember?
Oh, I have no idea. No.
Was it possibly a brand called Exhilaration?
Maybe. I don't know why.
Because that's what I got. I tried on their one pieces and their bikini. And I was like, wow, I'm also a large, extra large in all the bathing suits. Oh, that's because Exhilaration is a brand. It's made for like teenagers. That's like the preteen Target brand. So we're both putting on teen. That's like Exhilaration.
But those are the only bathing suits in the fucking store. There's the bathing suit section.
Yeah. No, they have other that's made for more like, you know, motherly figures.
Those are all ugly. Those were all those weird with the skirts.
I know.
But I'm not that. My fucking thighs. Well, my thighs are probably that beefy, but I'm not ashamed of how beefy they are. I'm not wearing one of those old lady fucking mom bathing suit skirts.
Yeah, but still, you and I are putting on teenager bathing suits. And I know as a teenager, like in theory.
Oh, well, then you know what? That feels pretty good.
Yeah. Because I was like.
But I'm fucking stoked.
Yep. I was because I saw that and I was like, because I put on this two-piece that I got. I'm like, oh, this is like a cute style. I like it. It's kind of like, it's like a sports bra style. I'm like, oh, this is like made for my body type. It's like wide around the back and, you know.
Football players.
Yeah, it's made.
Trans football players.
Yeah. And like, I put it on. I got a large top and then I got medium, a bottom and a large bottom because normally I would, you know. And I'm like, well, the large actually fits. That's okay.
Crying in the dressing room.
Yeah, I was like, I'm trying to just accept that I'm like not a thin person. And so I'm like, that's just, you know, I'll be a large and I just have to be okay with, I just have like a big body. Like you said, I look like a fucking linebacker.
Oh my God, I was fucking kidding.
And so I'm like, I'm trying to like accept that I'm like, that's just what size I am. I'm just large everywhere and that's okay.
But you're not. We're not doing this.
And then I put on, then I looked at the tag and I was like, huh, Exhilaration. This is what I wore when I was 13. And then I looked at the one piece and I'm like, huh. So Megan is also, we're both trying on kids' bathing suits, like teenagers' bathing suits. So that's why.
Well, that explains why my tits were too big for it.
Yeah, no shit. That's why we're both walking around in large. I mean, it does fit, but it really is. It's just like my back is very wide and I'm like, please let, like overgrown teenager section. That's just what I have to wear. Like a teenage girl ish.
Who's 36.
Right.
That's like a teenage girl who grew up and is 36.
Right.
Kind of like that. That's kind right. of your body type.
Like a teenage girl with a pituitary problem. Like she's young. She hasn't developed. She hasn't hit puberty, but she hit like man puberty. We're so confused. Her shoulders.
We don't know what's happening.
Are massive. But yeah, so that's the. I wanted to just shed some light on that for you.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. So
I did. Then I also went and tried. Well, but samesies. I tried on a bathing suit at H&M the other day, which is also made for teenagers. So
yeah,
I'm just gonna wear white t-shirts in the pool. That's the only option I have.
I know. That's the bathing suit, and then I just wear like baggy, like this tank top, a baggy tank top over it, and just be done. I think I might have a tumor in my lower stomach.
What? You don't have a tumor in your lower stomach.
Well,
also, what is the lower stomach? Is that your pussy?
Yeah.
Is that your upper pussy?
No, it's like, well, I'll show you later, but it's like a weird, because I was talking with Rick where I was like, I kept going, like, I feel like I'm like pregnant. I have this protrusion in my stomach. Now, last night was the first night that I didn't eat after 10 p.m. So I'm going to first try to not eat
a brick of cheese at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. I'm going to try that for a week and see if this weird swelling on the left side of my body goes down. It's like a crazy.
Ooh, I want to see it.
I mean, it just.
Like a goiter?
No, it just sticks out. Like, it looks like I'm pregnant.
But just on one side of your stomach?
No, it's around the whole thing, but I have chronic pain all on the left side of my body. Like violent, violent pain.
Is this new?
No, it's been for like a couple months, so I'm going to probably go to the doctor.
Yeah, I think you should probably just go to the doctor. I think that's probably for the best.
Yeah, isn't that?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
But first.
Chronic pain that you've had for 2 months.
But.
I don't know, maybe. Like if you have an afternoon free, you know, go to the doctor.
I also have been eating, I'm not even exaggerating, either like a whole thing of yogurt or like a giant thing of cottage cheese at midnight every night. So I'm like, that also could be why I have like gas and pain.
The dairy?
Yeah. And just violent. Whatever.
Is it gas pain or is it like your organs hurt?
It feels just like swollen down here. Who knows? It's all hormones. It's whatever.
If all of our doctor listeners could write in with some ideas what this might be. We know we have a lot of elementary school teachers and doctors.
Yeah.
Those are the most listeners per profession.
Yeah. It's a weird, I'm trying, but yeah. So I'm just like, I went to dinner with Melissa last night, I also have to try to not drink caffeine because it's all the stuff will fuck with your hormones. My mom's like, it's probably just hormones. And I'm like, okay, my mom said it was probably just hormones. I'm like, all right.
Oh, and she's a doctor.
Yeah.
So.
And it's actually
Doctor Cop.
It's in her best interest if I die because I'm the only one that stands to inherit any of their money. So like, it's really, I'm the only one bleeding them dry of money. So for her to be like, yeah, it's probably hormones. Take a fish oil pill.
Yeah, but you're not going to bleed them dry till they're literally already dry because they're dead. So who cares?
I don't know. But I got to get, that's what, but yeah, so that's my, I know we're not doing like the branding. I don't know if we get sued if we do like a challenge, but my challenge to myself for the next week is don't eat after like 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, well, this actually works. So I fucking can't, I'm doing that stupid keto diet.
Oh, God.
For the next 10 days. I know. Which, whatever. I can eat cottage cheese and avocados. So.
Oh, you'll be
that's
fine.
All I'm going to eat. No, it's really fine. It's just no carbs.
Yeah.
From what I can gather. That's all it is. Everyone's acting like this is some fucking new thing.
It's not.
It's just no carbs.
Yeah.
It's just no carbs, guys. But yeah, so I'm doing that because I am unexpectedly a groomsman. In 2 weeks.
I thought you were going to say that you were unexpectedly pregnant and or that you had...
Why would I be starting a keto diet because I was pregnant?
I don't know.
I'm unexpectedly pregnant, so I'm cutting out bread.
Yeah. I didn't know. I thought it was going to be like, wait, do you have a tumor? Oh, great. It's worse. You're a groomsman in a wedding.
Yeah, exactly. It's worse than being pregnant or having a tumor in your stomach.
I have to be in a wedding.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
That's exciting. For what? For who?
My buddy who was here, my friend Andrew, who I complained about being a monster on the podcast.
Where?
So our good friend, I won't go in, whatever. One of the groomsmen who is a good friend of ours is going through some shit and bailed. Like, the wedding is less than 2 weeks away, and he bailed 2 days ago.
That sucks. That's like...
Yeah. So I'm coming in clutch in the final hour and stepping in.
So what are you going to wear? So are you going to wear like a...
Well, that's... So... And also, Andrew, God love him, whatever. First of all, I should have fucking been in the goddamn wedding party. I should have been a groomsman in the first place. Whatever. Don't care. Anyways, he calls me. He sent me a text first, and he's like, Megan, I need to talk to you because I have a surprise for you. And I knew. I was like, he's going to fucking tell me. Like, it's an honor at this point, which, like, whatever. Cool. Thanks. I'm glad I'm in your wedding. But also, this is a huge hassle now.
Yeah.
Because I have 2 weeks to find. So he calls me and I'm like, okay, well, like first. And I was like, am I expected to wear this fucking suit? And he was like, well, yeah, kind of. And I was like, well, you call somebody else. I was like, I'm not Charlize Theron. I'm not fucking hot, tall, and skinny enough. I would look like a chubby dyke if I was in the fucking suit. I'm like, that's what I would look like. You could, no matter how much makeup you put on me.
Dude.
I would look terrible. So I was just like, no, that's, you can talk to. So it's fine. I'm getting like a jumpsuit.
Okay. I was going to say, what would be hot is if you wore the suit and do, but then just like no undershirt and just a bra cleavage.
Yeah. During a wedding.
Yep.
Yeah. where there's like a lot of very conservative Korean people on the bride side that I'm sure they're already going to really love that a lady's in the fucking wedding party on the groom side. I'm sure that'll be weird.
Right. Well, that's, you have your tits out to be like, look, I know you guys are conservative and uptight and probably worried. They're like, is that a trans? I'm not trans. I'm not trans. I'm just showing you. Look, I'm straight. I need attention for my tits. Like, please, look.
I got my jumpsuit a size too small, so it really climbs up my crotch. Right. So you can see that I have a vagina.
Your pants just inside of your pussy and your tits just out.
Yeah. Like, all this is real. 100% real.
You should get like pasties that are in the shape of bow ties. Like, see,
I got bow. Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, that's a good idea. It is. I did find a strapless jumpsuit that's really cute.
Ooh, cute. Where'd you go?
So my tits will still be out.
Good.
I went to Express. I'm gonna get that, and then I found something else at H&M. So I'm gonna get two options and leave the tags on to take with me so that they could see them, because it's, you know, it's their wedding, right. And this sucks. Like, I'm not going to be running all over town and I'm not spending a bunch of money on anything. I wasn't planning on buying a goddamn thing for the fucking wedding in the first place.
Right.
But so I'll give them like a couple of options. Be like, this is what we're working with.
Oh, that's kind of fun, though, like, that you get to dress up.
Get like a blazer. I was already going to dress up. I have lots of nice dresses I never wear.
But I guess.
But now I got to spend $150 to dress up.
Oh, that sucks.
But it'll be fun. And now, so now I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to just eat cottage cheese and avocados for the next 10 days in hopes that I'll lose the 25 pounds I've gained since I'm going to be in someone's wedding pictures for the rest of their lives. Like, I'm going to be on a mantle or something.
Well, look, we'll both be really pissed off and hungry then.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Oh, next week's episode's going to be a treat because yeah. I'm on day one, so yeah. I'm fine.
I don't think, well, shit, no, I do have, I mean, does watermelon count?
Yeah, you can't eat watermelon.
What?
Yeah. You can eat berries, like in small amounts. That's like the only fruit.
But so you can have cheese, and here's what, I know people that are on.
You can have cheese. It's the same, it's Atkins, it's high fat. It's high fat and protein, super, super low carbs.
Yeah.
So you can, it's like leafy greens. It's shit we already eat.
Right.
But then just like not carrot cake and tuna melts. We can eat a tuna melt just without the bread, which we already kind of do sometimes. But yeah. We can't use French fries to pick up the tuna. So it's like, what's the point?
Well, and now I feel, yesterday I bought 3 cookies from, there were girls selling cookies on the little stand. I like went for a run and there were girls, and I'm like, people selling things, I'll buy it. And I was like, well, I don't even want these cookies, but I support small businesses and women.
But I support women owned businesses.
Yep. So I got 3 cookies and they're in my freezer. I had a bite of one today. I tried to wear my bathing suit to motivate me to be like, it's summer. Stop eating cookies and shit constantly. So I just walk around in a bathing suit eating cookies. And then I'm like, maybe I have a tumor as I'm just like eating a frozen chocolate chip cookie. And I'm like, do you think it's a tumor? Or do you think maybe it's pain because you're putting so much food in your body that you can't physically push it out in enough time and it's just backed up feces.
But you're like very skinny.
Not in my midsection.
You're skinnier now than you were a year ago. Yes. Yes.
Not in my midsection. I took pictures on my phone. My midsection is like bulging out.
Well, you look great.
Yeah.
Whatever you fucking think you look like, you look great. I'm not dealing with it.
Yeah. No, but it's weird. I was looking at a picture. Yeah, I just can feel it in my clothes. And I'm like, So, and I think you know your body, like where I won't shit sometimes for 2 or 3 days. You know? Like everyone knows their body and what they're comfortable with and you can tell. And it's not even about like if you're being skinny or not, but also like even if you have something, but if you're like eating cookies every day, doesn't matter how thin you are. It's like it still is not a good habit.
Well, yeah, but your thing is because you feel fat.
My thing is my stomach, because my stomach, and I'll show you, it's like hard out to the side, and I'll go for like 3 days without taking a shit, and I have pain.
Yeah, but I think you need to go to the doctor for that.
Yeah,
I don't think any amount of frozen cookies
will help or make it worse. What I'm saying is, if there's an issue with that, me eating frozen cookies and carrot cake and big containers of ice cream at night, every night at midnight, is probably not helping the problem.
True.
Right. So that's why I'm trying
to. You should still go to a doctor.
Right. But I'm like, let me cut out the weird bad eating habits and see if that, what happens. You know what I'm saying? Because if I go and he's just
anything
like, yeah.
to avoid going to the doctor.
Yeah. If I have a tumor, I want it to be a surprise. I just.
But that I never find out about because I just drop dead. It's a surprise for the coroner.
Right. So look, Tyler, Sebastian already loves Tyler. So if something happens to me, he'll be fine. But I don't think it's a tumor. I think it's just that I have bad eating
habits. A baby.
Yeah.
Probably a baby.
Oh, I'm sure. Would that be hilarious?
Can you believe I live in Missouri, by the way?
What?
Can you believe I live in Missouri? They passed an abortion ban too.
There?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, none of this will stand, but yeah. Yeah, on Friday, I think it went through.
That's crazy.
Isn't that insane? Did I, like, live here?
I mean...
Well, and then there's, like, some big, like, Planned Parenthood. Well, I think it's national. There's, like, a bunch of protests tomorrow, which you guys should go if you can. But, like, it's a fucking Tuesday. It's, like, the Women's March in L.A. that I never went to because I was fucking working. So there's this big, it's in different cities to be like, fuck you, this is a stupid bullshit thing that no one should have passed, you old dumb white men. But Preston's mom's going and she was like, you guys have to go. Well, tomorrow's the day we're literally in the kitchen all day. We have to be to prep everything for the whole week. And I was like, we can't because we have, and she was like mad. She was like, not mad. She was like disappointed that we weren't going to go. She was like, well, you know, this is really important. And I was like, yeah, well, like, I support Planned Parenthood by I had an abortion. And I'm very vocal about it.
Right.
So, I don't know. My computer just froze. That'll be fun to see how the audio sounds.
What are you looking at? Amazing. Yeah, I got to tell you, on my end, it's like scratchy static, but it's probably fine on your recorder.
What the fuck? There we go.
Did it just totally freeze?
Yes.
See, it's because you're talking shit about
the government. It's because I'm talking about old, rich white men who believe in dumb things, like women not having any rights.
Yeah.
What if it freezes again? I'm just going to keep saying things and see what happens.
It's just interesting because, like, yeah, like, what, I mean, because I understand the symbolism of going to a march, but the real way you can help is to buy the book, Shout Your
Exactly.
Abortion, and tell them Megan Rice sent
and
you.
Tell them to give me some money, too.
Yeah. Be like, look. It's fun when they're like, look, we're doing a project about how women are exploited, about, you know, like, women's hardships. Great, 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 great. So I'll tell you all my heartbreaking story. And then, did you get paid? Well, it's like when I did that rape show.
Yeah, exactly.
Where they charged a lot of money and it sold out. And they're like, yeah, we can't pay the performers. And I was like,
Yeah, I think I got $100. So.
Yeah.
I could have bought a third of an abortion.
Yeah. It's
a little
women
less
on women
than a
violence.
Third of an abortion.
Yeah. Isn't it fun? Being a woman is so great. And it's nice that, but it's nice if I'm going to be exploited, let it be by another woman.
Oh, for sure. Ideally a woman of color.
Yeah.
If I can be exploited by a woman of color, that's my ideal person to exploit me.
Yeah. That's actually the perfect trade. That would be like, no, that's fair. Yep. Take it. Good.
Yeah, no, you're probably right.
I mean, did I tell you about this conversation that I had in West Palm Beach where I kind of went off and I was like, you have two options. Do you want my real answer or a Stepford answer? When we had a conversation when a wealthy straight white man started talking about, we said something about like just we're talking about like the abortion laws and like gender and just different things. He goes, yeah, I mean, the world is just getting crazy right now. He goes, you know, I mean, and I'm all for like women's rights, but
I'm all for women's rights, but.
But, yeah. I'm all for women's rights, but I mean, you know, they're having things where, like, they're, like, meetings where they have, like, board, they have meetings in the office where it's, like, okay, this is, like, a women-only meeting, or they have, like, a woman speaker to talk to women about, like, how a woman succeeded in business. And I'm, like, oh, okay, this, he goes, I just feel like this is creating, like, more separation, don't you think? And I was, like,
this is, I'm sorry, but I also bet that guy thinks all lives matter. Like, yeah. That's the exact same mentality. It's like, okay, yeah, black lives matter, but, like, so do, like, Asian lives and white lives. It's just all lives matter. It's like, no, oh, buddy, you're missing the point. You're missing the point.
Yeah, and I had to be like, well, okay, and I tried to, and I'm like, well, if that's what you think, and then he was like, no, and he just kept going. He goes, you know, and, like, he goes, I mean, they have these meetings, and I get if we're gonna, he goes, but, I mean, I think most women are probably like, we get it. We just want to be treated like people, like person of the year, not woman of the year. And I'm like, has someone said that to you? Or are you just like taking a guess?
Are you just like, well, as a rich white man, I've never been wrong before. So I can't imagine I'm wrong in this case.
Dude, I had to be like, okay, so what? And then I still was like, maybe some people feel that way. I personally find that kind of stuff inspiring, and I do like it. I can see both sides, but I think it's nice because it's hard for people, difficult if you're in a society where you don't see yourself represented in positions of power on TV. I said, I mean, and not even, I go, the woman thing, whatever. I said, but can you imagine, like, being not white in America? You look at TV and it's almost all white people, and so you don't, it's difficult to see yourself as, you know, that you can be successful, that you can do whatever, because you don't see people that resemble you.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for what he said.
So I tried to put it in, like, a gentle way. And he goes, and this is me being, like, nice. This is not me going in hard. I go, you know, so, like, I mean, I can, but, like, so you can see, like, that would be helpful, right? I was trying to be very diplomatic. And he goes, yeah, I mean, but, like, these meetings, they have these meetings. He goes, I get that. But, I mean, I really think all this kind of where we're dividing things up, you know, and it's like, you know, like black people or like Latinos or women, like it's just really creating a lot more division. Like these meetings where they have where they're like women speakers. He goes, men are not welcome. And he seemed like and then I couldn't be nice anymore. And I go, you know. Not that long ago, there were lots of establishments like country clubs where unless you were a rich, white, straight white man, you could not even get in the door. I go, so this has been happening to the rest of us the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I just.
Was this went. Preston's friend who said the N-word casually that I had to scream at? Is this the same guy? Oh, wait, no. There's so many of them.
Yeah, it's bonker when people, they just feel comfortable because they're like, and I get it. And that's why a lot of people, they like look, you know, you see white women. It's like, yeah, white women, you're like kind of riding the coattails of white men, which is like, no. A lot of it is true because white women are like, we're women. It's hard for us. But then we're like.
But we're also white.
And also they have all the money and the power. So we're going to like not be bitches then. But I was just like, well, I already don't have this guy's money anyway. So I'm just going to like be a cunt.
Yeah, fuck this guy. Well, but
it was.
They get real mad when you bring up, like, historically, like, fucking Preston's friend did that. When he said something, he was like, he said, I fucking don't remember, but he said something, and then I said something, and then he was like, oh, yeah, like, everything's, like, white guys' faults these days. And I was like, no. Historically, everything has always been white guys' fault. like, that's the reason. Y'all are just pissed because people are fucking finally calling you out on it. Like, nobody, this isn't new. That's the thing. It's new that you're being fucking told you're wrong.
Right.
That's what's new. You've been monsters literally forever.
Yeah.
You guys have always been the worst. Well, it's like with the abortion bans and like everybody, people been like, oh, it's so stupid. The whole like fucking, well, erectile dysfunction pills are chill. But like women, so like isn't a dude not being able to get hard God's way of saying don't have babies? So like maybe, and people are like so mad about that, and they're like, oh, it's not the same thing. And it's like, well, I mean, it kind of is.
Yeah.
Like if women, because if you can't get it up anymore, you can't get a woman pregnant. So I think that you should just accept that. If you're 45 and your dick stops working, Jesus doesn't want you to fuck anymore.
Yep. No. And you know, and what's so, it's like I read that and I was like upset for two. And then I'm like, it's so ridiculous. Like, how can you be mad? Because it's like The Handmaid's Tale. And I haven't even seen that show, but I know enough about it that this is what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's not like the dick pills are available, but you have to go to like someplace secret and get harassed and be called a man whore and then spend $600 on a pack that will last you a week. The government funds like the production and distribution of these, like,
I heard
it's paid for.
Preston was listening to fucking sports radio when we were going grocery shopping earlier, and there's a fucking ad for that him bullshit. I think we did. Remember the time we had ads? It was such a long time ago.
I still have some Blue Chew up in my.
Oh, that was
right
it.
Here.
Blue Chew.
Yeah. Their ads, it's like the most normal. Yeah.
Yeah. But could you imagine if there is an ad on sports radio for an abortion clinic? Or just the morning after pill? Plan B?
Yeah.
I guess there are Plan B commercials on TV.
There are, but how expensive though is Plan B? Not to be like whatever, but it's, I mean, at least you can now buy it in the store.
Plan B is like $65 now.
Yeah.
Over the counter, which that's a lot of money to a lot of people to just drop.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. I remember the first time I was like, oh, I got to go get a Plan B. And I'm like, Jesus, fuck.
Well, I used to always, when I was still going to Planned Parenthood, I mean, a few years ago for, yearlies and shit and my birth control, they'd always ask if I wanted Plan B, and I'd always take it just to have it because they'd give it to you.
Take it.
So I'd be like, yeah, if I don't need this, someone I know will.
Yeah, if I don't need this, I can sell this to one of my
for
friends
$60. It's CVS at $65, so this is a pretty good deal for you.
Your friend calls you crying like, oh my God, I fucked up. And you're like, I know you're upset, but boy, have I got a deal for you.
Today only. Very convenient that you didn't have that idiot your fucking pull out last night, because it's a one-time deal for the next 12 hours, which is also the time it's most effective for you to take this.
You can save a whopping $5. You know what you can do with that $5? Whatever you want, huh?
Go buy some condoms, maybe, you fucking skank. You stupid skank.
Yeah. You dumb whore. I remember, speaking of dumb whores, a story about, little about me.
Speaking of dumb whores. Hi, my name's Wendy.
When I first signed up on the, on Seeking Arrangements, I went out with this guy who was like, it's like European, really good looking guy, but it was very like, we went out maybe like 4 or 5 times. And I remember the first time we were fucking, he's like, I'm not going to use a condom and I'm going to come inside of you and I'm going to give you extra money to like go get a Plan B. But even he was giving me a lot of money. And I was like, at the time, like drunk, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. And I remember before we fucked, he walked with me to CVS and like, I went in by myself and got a Plan B thing, came back. Ooh, and I had a great dinner, had a really fun night, had amazing sex. And then the next day, he got up and went to, and then I went back to my apartment and he texted me. He's like, did you take it? And so I saw this picture on my phone the other day because I'm working on this book. And so I'm just going through all my photos. That's why I'm like trying to remember the timeline. And I have a picture of my fucking drunk, slutty ass in like a tube top, still hungover, still drunk with a Plan B pill on my tongue, like taking selfies to show him like, Look killing your baby daddy.
Oh my God.
I'm the only one that's ever going to call you daddy now.
Jesus Christ.
She's so trash.
Oh my God.
It's fuck. I mean, oh, the adventures.
Oh, the places we've been.
Yeah, it's like a nice blue pill.
The color of the pill, man.
I'm just having memories.
Was that a...
Oh, yeah. My windows are...
Oh, okay. I thought like a fire alarm was starting.
No. Oh, I wish this whole place would go up in flames. Listen, I might be a little bit depressed. It's weird because I feel fine, but I have like a low grade, just like depression.
Yeah.
where I'm just like want to throw myself in front of a car.
Yeah, me too, all the time, constantly.
Yeah, I got my windows open so you can hear the sweet, sweet sound
of the cars that you're going to jump in front of later. You're just trying to pick a yep. horn. You're like, what do I want?
I know.
What do I want the last thing I hear to be? Oh my God, Preston almost died the other night. Speaking of what throwing yourself in front of a car.
And I want to just point out, disturbingly, that's the most upbeat you've sounded. And I, how long have we known each other?
oh my God, you're never going to believe it. President,
oh my God.
So close. It was so close.
What happened?
We were leaving. Rick had a show down the street. You'll probably do a spot there. It's literally like two blocks away. So we're walking back and we're going to go grab a beer because Rick was leaving early the next morning. So we're just going to go grab a beer at this bar and hang out for a little bit before we came home. And we're crossing the street. I was on the phone dealing with this whole wedding thing because I just found out about it. Like this had just happened. The wedding stuff had just happened. So I'm on the phone with my friend. They're a little bit ahead of me. And we go to cross the street. The little walking man is there on the sign saying, it's chill. Now it's your turn. So he's standing in his little walking man box. And then this car comes out to turn left. And you just think like, oh, that guy's stopping. Like he's doing that LA move where like you go in the middle of the intersection a little bit. Then you just hear his fucking engine rev. Motherfucker like comes so fast around the corner. Rick had to grab the back of Preston's shirt and like pull him back. Like
holy
it was
shit.
Close. And then we were screaming at the fucking car. Other people were screaming at the car. And then best part, because we're like shaken up because it was like really close. Fucking cop right there. We start screaming at the cop who just ignores us. Like Rick almost fucking hit the cop car, which I was like, you should have. That would have definitely got the guy to stop. I don't know if he would have done anything about the guy who almost killed Preston, but we would have talked to him.
So, yeah. Did he just drive away?
Yeah. Oh, no, he was, like, in full, like, we were screaming. He heard us. He heard us. And we were screaming at him. And he was just, like, eyes straight ahead, like, not actively ignoring us. I was fucking pissed. Because I was pissed about the other thing, and then that happened, and I was really fucking pissed off.
You're like, God damn it. I got to do keto. My boyfriend's
alive.
Almost died.
And I can't trust the police. God damn it. Yeah, I know, big shock, by the way, that cop did not give a fuck. In St. Louis, a city notorious for having really great police officers.
Oh, do they have a track record of not
being... I mean, Ferguson's here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's just up the road. So, yeah.
Oh, they don't give a fuck.
No. Certainly not about people being smashed by cars or black people. Those are the top two things that St. Louis police don't care about. Number one, I mean, like, by a long shot, black people.
Yeah.
That's the thing they least care about. And then right after that, but, like, much further down, is people being smoked by cars.
Well, but also, you know, Preston is very thin. So is it possible he did not see Preston?
Oh, that is true. He was crossing the street, so the guy could have, you know, a leaf could have been floating,
right,
in the breeze.
Thin. Or because of all these weird propaganda pictures they're putting, where they're showing like this is a 12-week-old fetus, and it's just like a dude in a baseball hat. Yeah, they just said they were like late term abortion. It's like there's 7 months. That's probably they're just like goddamn. It's one of them walking fetuses. These pictures are crazy. They're putting the propaganda they're putting out. About, like, you would abort this. This is what a baby looks like at 12. And it shows a picture of, like, a baby, like, at a job.
I know. It's a baby, like, a full baby. By the way, Rick did a fucking joke the other night that he just came up with on the spot that was so fucking good. It might be, like, one of my favorite jokes he's done in, like, the last year. Like, new jokes. Because he did an act out, and he never fucking does act outs. There's a joke about, like, you know, they're saying, like, look at, would you abort this when it's, like, you know, a 6 or 8 week old fetus? And he was just like, if you walk downstairs and there were 10 of them crawling around on your fucking kitchen floor. And then he just started stomping on the stage. And he's like, we're selling the house. And I was like, oh, that's a fucking good joke.
That's a great joke.
It was so fucking funny. So I was like, you have to do that all the time.
Yeah. That is a great joke. Yeah, it's like, it just is. Well, I mean, and I love, and not to like bring him up, but Louis C.K., even though with whatever, but he has a great joke about abortion. He's got a great joke about
it. Yeah. Just because, like, he's a piece of shit doesn't mean that he doesn't have a lot of really good material.
Right.
He's I don't think he's going to write any more good material ever again based on some of the stuff he's been working on. Who knows? Maybe he can still be funny. You can be a sexual predator and a great comedian. They aren't mutually exclusive.
If you think that I didn't listen to Ryan Adams 2 days ago, you're wrong. Well,
that's right. What's going on with that? Then I texted you so fast when I heard that. Like, I just like, where are you? What do you need right now? Do you need me to fly to New York?
That would have been nice. It was like a weird, like, yeah, I have no idea. I didn't really read anything because I'm like, look, everyone's always trying to slander my, you know, it's like.
My husband, Ryan.
It's hard for me because I'm like, look, our relationship, he never flashed me his dick when I was 14. So I don't understand what the problem is.
I wish he had.
That, can I tell you? That's one of those things. And this is where I know, like, for many reasons that, like, mentally I have, like, a mental disorder. But, like, a few probably different ones. But for sure that one, because my first thought, not even as a joke, my first thought was like, God damn it.
Of course it was. Like, why couldn't that have been me?
I'm like too old for him. I'm like, if I would have known, but I didn't even start listening to him till I was 19. So at that point, it's like, move on, grandma. If I would have been introduced to him when I was 16, maybe.
Maybe, but I think no. I think ideally 12.
Yeah.
Because then you have 2 years to like really get into it. And then 14, meet him. Then you have two beautiful years together.
Yeah.
Of him just whipping his dick out randomly and lying to you that he's going to give you a music career. And then 16, get out of here, old lady.
I know. That's the same like with Michael Jackson. I used to sleep with a picture book of him. I was in love with Michael Jackson, like a lot of kids were. And then when I found out that he was like molesting little boys, again, not a joke, my first thought was like, fuck.
Why don't I have a dick? Michael Jackson's never going to want to fuck me.
This is just the worst.
Mom!
I'm not girly enough for Ryan Adams, and I'm not manly enough for Michael Jackson. I'm right in the fucking middle ground.
You're fucked. You're right in the middle. Where you look like an appropriate aged woman. That's the, how? Shit.
It's gross.
Yeah, and too old for both of them.
I know. It's a real shit show I got going on over here. I want to wear a tuxedo.
I can't get sexually assaulted by any of my heroes.
You know what? Let's trade places. I'll wear a fucking tuxedo and a mustache to your friend's wedding. Let's do it. We'll stop eating bread. We'll just start wearing full suits.
Full suits. We'll go to all the weddings. Oh, let's just do that. Let's quit. This pod new idea for the podcast. We just go to weddings.
Yeah.
And do the podcast from the wedding. You pretend that's good. We talk to aunties and Grammys.
Yeah, we'll just get. Oh my god! Can I tell you? Being honest, I'm having anxiety thinking about not finishing the rest of the cookie in the freezer.
Well, I mean, like you can finish it at some point.
Yeah, but part of me, I'm like in solidarity. I'm like, maybe I'll try keto and not eating carbs because I really have like a really bad problem with sugar right now. I'm just eating a lot of it, and that's also. I mean, it's just as
do it with me. We can both be honest. You know what the worst news is? You know what the fucking worst news is about this stupid keto bullshit? Fuck you. Preston thinks I'm not going to be able to do it, and this is why. No beans.
Yeah, carbs. That's like a carb.
No beans. So yeah. Preston was like, I believe in you. I don't think you can go 10 days without beans. Then I was like, but I can't have cottage cheese. So, you know.
He's like, I love you. Can I tell you the cottage cheese? I tried to switch my yogurt out for cottage cheese. I started, because I'm trying to like not eat many desserts every night. So instead I was like, I'll do yogurt and or cottage cheese. When I eat cottage cheese, I have the farts. It is fart city.
Really? Maybe that's... No. No matter what I eat, I live in fart city. Fart city, USA.
Yeah, it was the most caustic pain. It was gash pain, big time.
Gash? So where was it coming out of?
Gaseous. What? Yeah, I have a gash pain. The doctor's like, you mean gas pain? No, a gash pain.
Gash pain.
It feels like there's an oblong, like an eggplant or something shaped going from the right side of my, like, I guess, ovaries and pushing out from my gash. So I have gash pain.
Wow, that's a great way to describe it. Are you a nurse?
Yeah. So what? Someone
did you go to medical school?
We should look up on WebMD gash pain.
Gash pain. Like, eggplant. Like you were eggplant inside body gash pain.
Right. And it'll just be like, did you mean interracial porn? We're confused.
You obviously need to go to Pornhub. Oh, by the way. I fell in a fucking Pornhub hole the other day because the stupid hockey team here is whatever. Everyone in Missouri, yay, the Blues are going to do it. Oh, they might, because if they win tomorrow night, then they're like in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's a very big deal. And this fucking Gloria song, they're playing all the time. If I never hear it again after this, keep playing it, whatever. Everyone thinks it's good luck. It's fun. I want to never hear this song again. I hear it like 7 times a day. Anyways.
Do they just play it on speakers like
it's
in like
everywhere.
Communist Russia?
All the radio station. Everyone in their car is listening to it. Every bar. We went to the fucking bar on Saturday with Rick 3 times in a row. Somebody put it in the jukebox 3 times in a row. It's just, you know, I don't want... Guys, it's that I care so deeply about the people of St. Louis. I don't want you to ruin the song for yourselves. Also, I would love to have a day it's not stuck in my head. That'd be great.
Jesus. But, I mean, that's good. I guess it's, like, bringing people together over a good thing. It's sports. It's, like, a harmless...
No, it's fun. And it's, like, a huge deal if they do. It's just the way, Preston and his friends watch it, like, someone's going to have a heart attack. Just, like, how intense they get about it.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm just like, okay, everybody calm down. No one on the Blues knows that a Preston Blaine is even in existence. So you don't need to put this much investment into it. Anyways, so we're watching the game, and I'm, like, watching it. They were winning, so nothing to pay attention to. And then I was like, ooh, I know what I'll do. I'll, like, Google. I don't even know what I Googled. Just, like, looking up weird shit, which led me to Rick and Morty porn parody, which then led me to a Bob's Burgers porn parody. And then we all know the Simpsons porn parody, which is the worst one. It's very upsetting.
Tyler
have some real nightmare tales about the time we bought the Simpsons porn thinking it'd be funny. It wasn't funny. It's just very upsetting. It's people who can quote many episodes of The Simpsons. Very upsetting to watch. But yeah, there's some good ones.
Wait, so now
these are all new. I think this is what porn's gonna do now. I think it's gonna go back to doing like crazy funny scripts, parody shit, because that's the only way they can make money. Because straight fucking is now all free and nobody's gonna pay for that. But if you have like weirdos that love Rick and Morty, you can jerk off to that. I don't know.
Were you on Pornhub first?
No, I don't remember I probably got a targeted ad. I don't remember.
Yeah. They're like, we know what she likes. Okay, she likes tiki stuff and cartoon dicks.
I just bought a Divine crop top, so who knows what my targeted ads have become. Now I'm just gonna eat a lot of drag queen stuff and cartoon shows, porn parodies, I guess.
And were you like clicking through the stuff, sitting on the couch next to Preston and his friends while they're watching?
Oh no,
the
we
game?
Were at a bar.
Oh, so, now I feel even more comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. So there's children around, all sorts of people. Who knows how accepting they are of somebody watching Bob's Burgers, a fun show for the whole family. Hardcore porn.
Would you, Nick, can you get off to that or no?
No, no.
Oh.
But it's fun to watch.
Interesting. I've never watched any of that. I might. I like just a money shot.
Me? Okay. I got walked. Me and Tyler and our other friend, Tim, he's worthless. I can say his name. We used to do that all the time. We'd just get weird. We'd put like weird porn on in the background and like play dice and drink beer.
Yeah. I remember you telling like, me that that was with those
we'd
guys.
We'd do that all the time. Like weird 70s porn. Like fucking Debbie Does Dallas and shit. Like, which, like, that's not sexy. There's nothing sexy about it.
No.
To jerk off, it would be a chore. It would be a chore to jerk off to completion. Unless you were on as much cocaine as everyone in those movies.
I find that doing cocaine makes it very difficult to come.
Yeah. You know, and you know what? Watch some of those 70s porn movies because you can tell because no one has a real erection. It's all just half hard dicks. It's
oh, that's so funny. I got to watch those.
Oh, it's great. So many pubes and so many kind of their erections. Like, yeah, that's almost hard.
It's so gross to watch. See, the porn, yeah, I can't do. The only, like, conversation I can watch in a porn and get off is if it's, like, a casting couch situation where they're just like, hey, fucking open your legs and then start. The conversation, like, the whole, like, the setup of, like, what's the relationship, it's too involved. It's too involved and I can't get into it. Same reason I don't like condoms in a porn. I'm like, oh, this is too much like my fucking boring life.
I have to listen to people talk and put on condoms. Gross.
Gross. I told you my super walked in on me when I was masturbating the other day.
Yeah. Wait, did it happen again?
Yeah, but I locked the chain now.
I want this to become a regular occurrence.
Well, but this time the door buzzer buzzed and I was like, I'm on to you this time, Buster.
Did he knock last time?
Yeah, he rang the doorbell. The first time he did too, he rang the doorbell like 3 times. I just ignored it because I was close to coming and I was like, I just will pretend I'm not home and they can leave the package at the door. So he rang the doorbell the first time like 3 times and I just didn't respond because I was like, ooh, this is going to like make it better come.
And then it got really good because your super walked in.
And then the door opened
up.
Now,
that's
a
porn. Wah! That's a porn.
Yeah. And then I was like all shaky. And I see him all the time. And it's really embarrassing because I remember he walked in. And he was like, hey. And I was like, hey. And he goes, I'm sorry. I rang the doorbell. And I'm like, I was sleeping.
That's like a kid. That's like a kid who just throws out a lie. Like, nobody asked you anything. Keep your fucking mouth shut, weirdo. Don't make this weirder.
Just like I was all sweaty, my blankets were all tangled. I threw my laptop just in the side. You just see like weird, just like open, like puss.
He can just hear it. You just hear it, just the audio. It just sounds like there's two people fucking underneath your bed.
Yep. Sorry, I was taking a nap.
I was sleeping.
Oh, that's
Shut up.
God, just don't tell mom.
What? It's not like I was jerking off or something.
God, gross. Why would I do that? That's gross. Did you need? Oh, and he was like the bathroom, the apartment beneath you, the ceiling to their bathroom, like completely fell through. And he's like, "You have to check your place for leaks because the whole
you're like, I got a leak.
People below you. Oh yeah, I got a leak. You got? Hey, let me know if you guys have some extra caulking laying around.
Are we doing this? Are we? I don't know. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Kat, I love you. God, it is so hot.
It's great here. Oh, I do want it. So the website, we did the website for Misters and it's up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So everyone go look at it and tell me how good of a job I did. Finally. But I did. So I got help from someone. And I told them because they gave me a really good deal. And I was like, well, I have this podcast that you definitely want to be associated with. And they're like, great. Perfect. What's the name of the frickin' company?
Look at this. We're doing a plug. And see, get a load of this. This is, we're not going to say the old school name that we used to call it because we might be getting, I told Justin the whole, gave Justin the 411 on why we broke up and had to change our name and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And?
No, he was just like, oh, wow. And I was like, yeah, we're victims and we're good guys. And the other person was a bad guy.
Oh, I don't think anybody thinks we're not good guys.
Yeah. Well, but it was just.
And if you do, fuck off.
I gotta tell you.
If you do, you're probably one of those cunts that gave us a 1-star review.
Yeah. So we don't have time for you. But see, look, see, we're nice and we're plugging stuff. Look, we're nice people. I do. It was fun hanging out with Justin after the show because I didn't have to. It's just nice because he knows everything about you and me already. So I was like, there was no really, like, we could just launch right into it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I prefer it. I prefer to now only hang out, like talk to you or the three other friends that I have.
Or the people that listen, which are the three other friends we both have.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. It's Parson Tech. This is the dude. It's this dude and he's here in St. Louis, but he does stuff like remotely. So if you need help with websites or anything, hit me up and then he said he'd give people good deals. So hit me up and then awesome. I'll get you in touch with them. Because he fucking, go look at the website. If you think I did that, you are so stupid. You're all fucking idiots. If you think that I did that. It's mistersbakeshop.com.
Cool.
So go look at that and then be like, I need help with my shitty website because Squarespace is a fucking lie and it's way harder than they try and tell you it is. And you you need to find a professional person to help you.
Yeah. I might actually hit him up and have him do mine.
You should. I'll send you the stuff. He did such a good job, and it was like all little tweaky changes that made the biggest difference because it made it look like a professional website just by like moving shit around and like changing aspect ratios. Is that right? Let's go with it. It sounds right.
Yeah. The Squarespace, and we don't have any ads, so let's be honest because I've tried.
Nor are we ever going to get any.
Right. It's fucking not. They're like, all I have to do is click and drag. That's not true. That's not true. It's difficult.
You know, I mean, you could do that. That's the thing. It's easy if you don't really give a shit what it looks like, which I think we've all gone to websites for like a small business, like a diner or something where they clearly use Squarespace and it's wonky and looks like shit.
Right. For an example of that, you can go to wendystarling.com. I don't even think it's still up. If example of a shitty website, I don't even think it's still up. Who knows? Whatever.
We'll go find out.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's, but I'll find out and then we'll go to Parson. It's Parson Tech?
Parson Tech, yeah. And he gave me a fucking really good deal. And he said that if we talked about it, which let's hope he doesn't listen to this. Because he'll be like, oh, please don't. I would not. Can you go back and edit that out? Because I don't want my business being associated with you idiots. And then he has the password, so he's just going to go delete my website.
Yeah, you'll go to log on and be like, oh, what kind of hot pies? And it's just like Bob's Burger porn.
Yeah, exactly. It's just cartoon. It's a live feed.
Yes.
Of the Pornhub porn parody channel.
It's just different cartoon characters just jizzing into your hand pies.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Again, let's talk about some gross sex thing and then immediately talk about the food that we make and sell. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, we had our health department thing on Friday, so we're officially done with everything.
That?
We got 100%. So fuck you. There's no cum in anything we make.
See?
So there, anybody that doubted us from listening to this fucking show, zero cum, 100% zero cum, zero bodily fluids.
That's what we can guarantee you here at Mr.'s Bake Shop.
But there's 0% cum in anything we make.
There is 0%. Well, there's zero. It's 0% detectable cum.
Well,
you
but that's
cannot...
what I mean. Fuck you. Everybody stayed at a hotel, covered,
right.
Swimming in cum.
And in theory, aren't humans what are we if not bags of walking cum?
That's a good point. We're plastic baggies, we're Ziploc baggies glued together, filled with cum. Instead of two little kids standing on top of each other to be an adult-sized man in a trench coat,
yeah,
what people are a bunch of Ziploc bags full of cum and piss.
We're just globs of cum and piss bumping around into each other, trying to figure out what the fuck is going on.
The universe, man, it's wild.
Yeah, that's all we are. You know what?
Can we have Matthew McConaughey as a guest? I feel like he'd get, like, really dig this conversation.
We should. Well, what's going to happen is they're going to pull that one soundbite and they're going to, like pro-abortion people are going to fucking use that as, like, see? See? We're just blobs of cum. So life starts as soon as it hits.
So life starts. Well, then in that case, everybody stop coming into socks and stuff.
Yeah.
And into mouths. Oh, because that's, you're just throwing away. That's like a, the, each load lost is like, because how many baggies full of cum do you think makes a person makes? 24?
Yeah.
Two dozen?
Is that the Bob Dylan song? How many baggies of a cum does a man make?
Oh.
Damn world keeps spinning around and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.